I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World. From everything we know about North Korea, it seems like a place you'd want to escape. And more North Koreans are doing that. They usually make their way to South Korea. Same language, same culture. But it's not an easy transition. A North Korean refugee named Choi Sung-gok has created a comic strip that shows what defectors go through when they escape and try to make a new life in the South. It might not seem like a storyline with a lot of laughs, but Choi finds humor in his own experiences. Jason Strother tells his story from Seoul.
There's a rumor that parts of The Lion King were animated in an unlikely place, North Korea. Choi Sung-gok doesn't believe this rumor, and he might know better than anyone else. He used to work as an animator at a studio in Pyongyang. The 37-year-old tells me about his old job over iced coffees at a cafe in Seoul, where he lives now.
We made our own versions of The Lion King, Pocahontas, and an animated Titanic movie. I guess this rumor about the studio working for Disney began because of these movies.
Choi says he's had a knack for drawing ever since he was a kid. In a country like North Korea, where all art serves a political agenda, he won praise from teachers for sketching pictures of evil American soldiers, like the one he shows me on his smartphone. He says the trick was to make them look as ugly and violent as possible. He laughs now about how brainwashed he says he was back then. Choi says he had a good life in Pyongyang, and working as an animator for the government was kind of a dream job. Employees received sacks of sugar, beef, and refrigerators as gifts. But his fortunes later changed. To make a long and harrowing story short, Choi got into trouble with the authorities for possessing banned foreign DVDs. He tried escaping to China, but got caught and wound up in a labor camp. Finally, in 2010, he made it to South Korea. North Korean refugees, there are some 30,000 in the South, face many cultural and even linguistic differences that make resettlement difficult. For Choi, one of the things that stood out to him first was that cartoons here weren't anything like the ones back in the North.
When I first saw South Korean cartoons, I just didn't get them. There were no stories about patriotism or catching spies or war. They just seemed useless to me.
But in 2016, Choi got back into drawing and started a cartoon of his own online. Like many North Korean defectors, he was eager to tell his story. He calls his series the Nodong Shimmun, which means labor interrogation. It's a play on the name of North Korea's Nodong Shinmun, the labor newspaper. It follows a group of newly arrived refugees as they spend their first months in the South at a government-run integration center. Choi pokes fun at their newbiness, like their shock at all the food at a buffet restaurant, or how during a field trip to one of Seoul's tallest buildings, some were afraid to go to the top. He also tells the story of one lovelorn defector that he says is based on his own embarrassing cultural misunderstanding.
One time, I met a South Korean woman who asked for my phone number and said she wanted to become my friend. I somehow misinterpreted that as she wanted to marry me.
In the comic, the woman uses a term of endearment that's casually spoken in South Korea. In a text bubble, Choi explains how that caused mixed signals.
In North Korea, only romantic partners would say that to each other. Amongst friends, we just call each other comrade.
Choi's webtoon receives tens of thousands of views. Some fans leave comments like it's helped them understand the cultural differences between North and South Korea. Others write that they feel more empathetic now toward refugees. Choi's encouraged by those words because, as he says, many South Koreans just don't care about North Korea or its defectors. Even though Choi's comic strip is supposed to be a satire, not everything is funny. There are scenes of people starving in North Korean streets and escapees being shot at by soldiers.
(Laughs)
Some defectors say I depict North Korea too negatively, that my cartoons hurt their pride. But 90% say they like it. Some even say if people back in the North see these, they'd understand life in South Korea better.
It's still surprising to me that Choi can find any humor in North Korea. He tells me that he believes his sister died in a prison camp there. I ask him how he does it.
그런 거는 상관없고 사춘기를 어떻게 보냈는가가 그 사람 인생을 좌우하는 것 같아요.
I don't let the bad memories affect me. My humor today comes from my experiences during my childhood. I think a person's sense of humor depends on how happy they were during those years.
Choi adds that even if life is hell, you can still find some humor in it. For The World, Jason Strother, Seoul.
We've got some of Choi's cartoons up at PRI.org. Check out the translations and notes about mixed signals and cultural snafus.